Morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to the Postgres Dev Room. This is our first opener. We're good? Yeah, we're good. What? The microphone's working? Yeah. My name is Bruce Momgen. I am one of the Postgres core team members, and it's a pleasure to be here. I was told this is the dev slot for a speaker, but hey, this is looking really good. So thank you for coming. I promise you an interesting 50 minutes. I hope not to disappoint, because I'm going to talk about some pretty complicated things, and I hope they will be very interesting. They're certainly very interesting to me, and hopefully they'll be interesting to you as well. As you know, we have a whole span of Postgres talks today. I was looking through the list of talks, and they look really interesting, so I know you won't be disappointed. This talk is actually a follow-up to another presentation that I've already done, and I'm gonna go over that in a minute. Probably the most interesting point here is this right here, and this QR code, which is a link to 62 Postgres presentations, 2,700 slides, 121 videos of me speaking about Postgres. So if you are curious about Postgres and you'd like to know more about this presentation or others, please feel free to go to that URL, hopefully that will help you. So, as I said before, this is a follow-on to a talk that I originally wrote in 2011. So, by the way, these slides are online right now. So, if you want the slides and you want to look at them closer to your laptop, for example, just go to that URL. You will find those presentations right there. So, this is a follow-on to a presentation I did in 2011 about the optimizer. I'm going to ask for a show of hands. How many people have either seen the slides, a video, or me present that talk? Okay, not a whole lot. All right, so that's good to know. That talk is basically giving you an introduction to the optimizer. As you may know, optimizer is a critical part of a database. It allows you, the system, to choose when to use indexes and which type of join methods to use, how the importance of statistics, and things like limit clauses and so forth. So if you're curious about looking at the precursor of this presentation, again, this URL here at the bottom is will work. And if you download the slides, you can just click on that little URL down there at the bottom, and that will take you to that presentation. But that is not about what this talk is about. That talk is about the basics of the optimizer, and this talk is about everything else, which is why we call it Beyond Joins and Indexes, because it's beyond the concept of joins and indexes. This is what we talked about in the previous talk. We are going to talk about 43 other things that Postgres does beyond, again, using indexes and join types. And there's a lot of them. They're actually really, really interesting. And I learned a lot in preparing this talk, and I hope you'll learn a lot as I prepare it. I color-coded some of all the sections, although I kind of ran out of colors, as you can see. But you can see they're kind of grouped together. So, for example, the ones over here on the right, the mustard color, yellow, I guess. The green ones are related to common table expressions. I have a talk on my website about common table expressions. These other ones are about parallelism, the red ones, the pink ones, are related to aggregates and so forth. So again, hopefully this is helpful to you. Now, another aspect of Postgres is the ability to control the optimizer. I will not specifically talk about all of the configuration parameters, but this is a list of pretty much all the config parameters that Postgres allows you to use to control the optimizer. Again, we have two URLs here that I think are very helpful for you to study that. The ones right up here are the ones that I covered in my previous talk, so I'm not going to be discussing the ones from the previous talk here. But I will cover all of these right here related to things like gather merge, parallel, hash ag, memoize, which is kind of a funny term, incremental sort and so forth. I will not be covering these, although I do cover these in another talk about partitioning, which again is on my website. So if you're curious about partitioning, that was where you would go for that. Now, I would love to say that I have a grand story about all of the join types that weaves into a very poetic narrative. But unfortunately, I can't do that. As you can imagine, the join types are kind of distinct. There's not a real great way of presenting them in a way that connects them together. Okay, so we're basically going to spend the next 45 minutes basically going through the individual types and explaining why they're used and why they're important. And again, we're going to start with some really silly ones that are really kind of not very useful. But as we get forward, we'll start to see some really interesting ones. And of course, at the end, we have some really bizarre ones in some ways. The first one we're going to talk about is called a result node. If any of you have ever ran explain before and you see these node types in the explain plan, that's what we're going to be talking about. So you probably see the things like, index scan, sequential scan, merge join, hash join, nested loop. You've seen those node types before. Those node types I talked about in my previous talk. What I'm going to talk about now are the node types that I did not cover in my previous talk, which are actually really interesting. Another thing that you should be aware of is that this presentation was originally written as SQL. So I basically created an SQL script that had a whole bunch of queries with explain running, and then I ran it, and then I captured it, and I put it up into the slide deck and colorized it and labeled it and so forth. So if you want to run this presentation, download this SQL file right here at that URL and just run it through PSQL, and it'll just like fly off your screen. The only problem is you don't get the colors, right? It's just all one color. But you can test it. You can see and reproduce what you're seeing basically by running that SQL. Okay. Probably no questions about the result type. The result type is basically it's just a constant. Whether it's a string or whatever, it's just a constant. There's nothing fancy going on here. You're basically just saying select one. Okay. Another thing is I'm using colon explain, and you're going to see that over and over again in the presentation. Colon explain basically just turns off the costs. And it's just so it makes it simpler for you to see. You don't see numbers in here that really aren't adding anything to the presentation. Okay, but that's a PSQL feature right there, the backslash set, and the ability to run explain without cost. And that will reproduce the presentation on your screen. Okay, this one you might not have seen before, and you might be a little surprised. This is not part of the SQL that I used back in the 90s. I guess SQL 89 didn't have this. Vic isn't here. He would know when we added this. But this part of the SQL standard, it's basically the values clause is basically like a select with a bunch of values, but except that it's kind of like select with a union and select with a union. Instead of doing that, you can just type values, and it makes a row of one, and the second row has the number two. Okay, so it's basically a very kind of throw off the cuff kind of a clause, but it has a special scan node, which is called values. And that's exactly what it looks like. Another thing you're going to see over and over again in this talk is things that are in blue are causes of things that are in red. Okay? So if we look at this slide, for example, the cause is values in blue, and the result is the value scan that's the output. Okay? So if you're ever looking at a slide, you see blue is the cause. Red is the output that caused the result of that, of the blue, basically. And you'll see that over and over again. Okay, any questions so far? Great, okay, generate series. This is just an example. There are many other cases where functions generate multiple rows. But any function that generates multiple rows, it's going to create a node type called a function scan. And a function scan, normally functions return, right, like one value, right? That's kind of the mathematical definition of a function. But of course, in SQL, we've gone beyond that. We have the ability for functions to return multiple rows, not only multiple values in a row, which is in, you would use in an out clause, but actually multiple rows. And that would be something like a function scan. Okay? This is our first legitimate output. This is a case where we're doing something called an incremental sort. And I had trouble understanding what that actually was, but I think this should illustrate it to you, okay? How many have seen incremental sort before in their plans? Anybody? A couple? Okay. Incremental sort is a case where you're sorting by multiple keys, and the earlier part of the key is already sorted, but the latter part of the key is not sorted. Kind of makes sense, right? You're incrementally sorting. You've got the front part, the early fields are sorted, and the later parts are not. So here we have, I've created a table with a million rows, and I've created an index on the first column, X, okay? Because and I've analyzed it, so I've got statistics on it, and I add a column Y on the end of it, and then I select from it, and I do it by X comma Y. And what happens, as you can see, is the system is smart enough to say, well, I can get part of it sorted by pulling off of the field, the index I already created, but I can't really do the Y.